Hi, good morning. This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Good. You're on here with a couple of media members in New England, obviously. And
okay.
I think, you know, the first question we just start off with is give us a feel for what has contributed to the tough start, if you would.
Well, I mean, certainly we're disappointed. You know, we had the first three, you know, we had, obviously, we look at the first three games as being games where, you know, we're a play away from, you know, reversing the outcome, and it didn't happen. And then we didn't let things. I mean, did not play well at Jacksonville that last week. You know, we played for a half, and things slipped away against a good Colt team. So, you know, we're trying to heal up and you know, just stay the course and, you know, practice and just trying to improve as a team. Hopefully, the wins will come.
Jeff, one area that I guess people have focused in on is the struggles you've had stopping the pass. How have you seen that with the loss of Albert Haynesworth? Has that had an impact on putting more...
I don't believe it's been, you know, the fact that Albert's not here. You know, we're still getting pressure. We're still handling the run. We've got a good rotation going inside. Yes, you're going to miss good players like Albert, but, you know, we've got a good rotation inside, so I wouldn't attribute it to the fact that he's not here. You know, it's been an unfortunate combination of things where, you know, we've had either some difficulty in communication or somebody's eyes were wandering or, you know, just little things. But, you know, and then, of course, we've been out without, Cortland. And Vinny Fuller, Vinny's he's an integral part of our nickel package. But we expect his return here in the next couple of weeks. So really, you know, if it was one thing in particular, we'd fix it. It's just been a combination of things, and you know, we're trying to grow through it.
Jeff, where do things stand quarterback wise? Will Carey start in this game, or are you considering?
I've not wavered off of that. After the game, I indicated that Carey is our starter. I put Vince in because when you get behind, get ahead, it makes sense to get your backup some playing time, and that was the reason. It was not a move per se. It was just simply that. So Carey returns as our starter.
How have you noticed teams defending Chris? Obviously leads the league in total yards from scrimmage. We've seen a couple of huge plays, the 91-yard rushing touchdown, the 69-yard catch and run. How are you getting different looks from him, you know, from opponents on how they're trying to contain?
Yeah, you'll see that each week. I mean, people are, you know, they understand that, you know, if he gets the ball in his hands, you know, he's a missed tackle away from going the distance. So people are more aware of it. You see more zone defense than you do man to man, and then of course people are going to be concerned about his whereabouts on third down.
Jeff, how would you describe the feeling of your team, the emotional swings that you've been through and not yet breaking through? How would you describe the character of your team?
They're handling it well, if that's at all possible. You know, we deal with it, we put the loss in perspective and move on and come back and bring energy to work on Wednesday, and they practice well, they prepare hard, and they believe each week that, you know, we're going to get turned around, and that's really all you can do. You know, the only thing I can ask more of them is just a little more production on the field on Sundays. But you know, off the field, on the practice field, and in the classrooms, they're doing their jobs.
Jeff, if I could ask you to put maybe your hat of the competition committee co-chair on. I saw something where Chris Mortensen had something where the committee was considering looking at, I guess, influence of players on officials' calls, and I just wanted to see if you could comment on that, if that was accurate.
Well, I can't comment on one because I'm not aware of the report.
Okay. It was a tweet, you know, in today's day and age. It was on,
yeah, that's
it was on
a
Twitter.
Cartoon character as far as I'm concerned.
Jeff, if I remember correctly, when you guys drafted Chris Johnson, there was some criticism about another running back, and you had a pretty steady situation there. How did you know that he would be the type of guy he is, and that you'd be able to use him how
you
have?
We saw so much tape, and it was obvious to us, you know, when you start evaluating a player like that, in Chris's case, that, you know, this is not a track guy playing football. This was a football player with track speed, and you know, he just just has, you know, we just felt like his understanding, you know, his ability, flexibility to, you know, to change positions and do different things, his vision, you know, it was just something that we felt like he was going to, you know, he was going to really excel at this level. And so, you know, we were fortunate. I mean, he had a great rookie year, and, you know, thus far he's off to a good start. We just need to, you know, we need to get him some more help. We need, you know, we just need to play better around him.
In terms of what you see from the Patriots, Jeff, you haven't seen them for a couple seasons in terms of playing them. How different do they look, what they're doing both offensively and defensively?
Well, they're always a well-coached team, and, you know, they're always going to, you know, have something unique week to week, and whether it's subtle or significant, but there's unique, you know, plans. Tom's playing very, very well right now. I know they're probably frustrated with their numbers, but he's playing well. He's moving the pocket, making accurate throws. And, you know, they're just, you know, they're an elite team right now. And, you know, defensively, they're very, very solid and stout and well-coached, and they don't give up big plays. And, you know, they're just, you know, the formula's there, and it's continuing.
Jeff, I mean, I know you've been asked this question, I'm sure, every week, but you've kind of become a poster child for what's going on in the NFL. And what I mean is you're 5-0 at this point last year and 0-5 this year. And can you kind of surmise the difference between what's happened to this point in each of the 2 years?
Well, no. I mean, you know, last year we got off to a good start, and, you know, winning kind of breeds winning. And, you know, we had games last year in the start that were close that we won. We had an overtime game that we won, and, you know, it's just, you know, one of those things, and you have to win close games. And I think it's obvious, it's apparent, it's the same thing we said throughout the offseason. You just can't pick up where you left off. You just can't, you know, just assume that because, you know, you had a successful season that you're going to repeat. You have to do it over again. And, again, I point to the first three games. I think we've got, you know, two sets of games, two sets of losses, three games that we could have won and didn't for whatever reason. And then we've had two that we didn't play particularly well. So, you have to let go of the past and, you know, dwell on today and you know, bring a mindset to work and to the game that is a winning mindset, and that's how you get out of it.
Jeff, how would one win against a team like the Patriots on the road kind of change your perspective and your team's perspective, more importantly, going forward?
Well, I mean, this team believes they're a good football team. We just haven't played well together as of yet, well enough to win a game. So, I mean, certainly a win against anybody right now would be good for us.
Since winning breeds winning, how do you combat, I'm assuming losing breeds losing, and how do you combat that?
Well, I think that's a different assumption. I'll make a case. I can prove to you that it's a lot harder to be 0-5 than it is 5-0. I mean, that's evident. But I don't believe losing breeds losing. You know, it depends. If you've got injuries and, you know, you have an inability to match up personnel-wise, or, you know, you've got a club that, you know, just can't match, then, you know, it's hard to win games. But, you know, I feel like we've got a good football team, and the wins are going to come.
Jeff, when you experience a stretch like this, I mean, are you concerned about the team becoming dispirited, you know, at any point during the game, you know, with any success the team or opponent might have against you, that the tipping point is such that, you know, you become more vulnerable more easily, I should say?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've got enough veteran players on this team. You know, we've got quite a few players that have won a lot of games here and won a lot of games elsewhere. Your focus, you know, as a head coach, I think has to go, you know, towards your younger players, the first year players or the second year players that only know, understand winning, and then you have to put in perspective and try to keep perspective, you know, the difference between winning and losing, and you know, it's a mental exercise. But again, you know, I think it's important to realize that, and our players realize that, you know, what's happened the last 5 weeks is not going to have any bearing on what happens, you know, the next 11.
Thank you. Jeff, just one last thing. A local kid, Ryan Durand, who I know you drafted and ended up in your practice squad. Just
yes.
Kind of comment on his development right now.
We were real pleased. He had, you know, he had a productive camp, real good off season. Had played quite a bit in the preseason. Was productive, and you know, we feel like he's got, you know, he's got a chance to become a good football player. Fortunately for him, he's got a great mentor, and Mike Munchak does a great job developing young players.
All right, Jeff. Thanks a lot for your time.
Much,
have a safe trip.
Thanks,
okay, guys.
Jeff,
have a good week. Thank you.